Ah, hello, servant. I was just here checking on the progress of the castle. You can no doubt tell, but the pace isn't exactly stellar. So much time is being wasted teaching the villagers how to do everything. Most of them have never quarried or worked stone before. I suppose we should consider ourselves lucky that there's even one stonemason to teach the others. It's not as though I actually know how it's done, although I can tell when they're doing shoddy work. I suppose I'd rather slow work that's of acceptable quality than quickly throwing together something that's bound to collapse on itself. We want something that will last, after all. Still, it's frustrating that it's taking so long. I decided to have them work on one of the wings first, so we can have some rooms to stay in as long as possible. The mansion is absolutely horrid, if you ask me. Though I suppose it's about to get a bit better. The carpenters are coming along so much better, so we can start replacing the old lord's furniture with our own. I can't wait to have a bed that I can fit in. Oh, I suppose I could work them harder if I wanted to. But to be frank, we were extremely lucky here. We don't have the influence or power yet to keep rabble-rousers in line. So if they start to get unruly, we'll have to leave and we won't likely find a better place to live. As things stand now, they're absolutely thrilled with the project. They say it's bringing the community together? It galls me that they treat this like some sort of bonding activity. But if it gets them to work at all, then we'll have to embrace it for now.
Look, Cassandra, I told you they'd be here.
Ah, Bella, Cassandra, have you come to see the progress on the castle?
It's not as if there's much else to do around here.
Oh, that's no way to behave, Cassandra. What about the mansion's former servants? I would have thought that you would be enjoying playing with them.
I have played with them. Over and over and over. It was fun. For a while. But having to use the same people every time gets dull. Besides, they're basically broken now.
I don't know. I'm still having a lot of fun. I think you just aren't creative enough, Cassandra. If you do the same things every day, they get used to it and they won't scream and struggle so much. You need to surprise them. That's all.
I'm plenty creative. You're just too easy to please. I have certain tastes, you know. What I really want is you, servant. I've never grown tired of you. But I haven't been able to play with you nearly so often. You spend all your time with Mother and Daniela.
Yeah, what about us? We're part of the family too. You're being so stingy.
Oh, that's not fair of you, my daughters. If you'll recall, I promised them to Daniela. It's not to say that you can't play with them, but they need to consider Daniela's needs first.
I still think it isn't fair. I'm the oldest, so I might have nearly killed the servant, but Daniela set me up.
You're still complaining about that, aren't you? Whether Daniela convinced you or not, you did what you did. Really, I should have been next in line to get a spouse since I'm the middle child. You don't hear me whining about it every 5 minutes.
Oh dear. They seem to be quite irritable. Servant, indulge them a little and help them relax.
Yes. Come here, servant. I want to try something. I hear you've been spoiling Mother and Daniela by being their seat. I want to see just how comfy you are. That's it. Down on all fours. Hey, not bad. I tried this with all the servants, and they just wobble and shake constantly. Plus, you know how to angle your back just right to keep me comfy.
Hey, I want to try too. Move over.
No pushing. You're going to make me fall off.
No fighting, girls. There's plenty of room for you both. Both Daniela and I were able to sit on him at the same time, so they'll be more than capable of seating you both if you don't squabble.
Wow. I guess you're right, Mother. I'm impressed. Servant, you're almost more useful as furniture than as a person.
I wonder just how devoted you are to the role, though. For instance, what if I just dug my heel into your hand? Like this.
Oh, dear. I think I felt a shudder. Maybe you're not so good at this after all. I wonder what would happen if I dug my nails into your side.
Ooh, maybe I could...
What are you doing?
Oh, Daniela. We were just enjoying our dear servant's services. Would you like to join?
Yeah. I want to see if they can handle three. Maybe.
Off! Get off right now.
Aw, you're no fun. Can't you learn to share?
Mother, how could you let them do this? The servant belongs to me.
Now, the servant is your betrothed, but they belong to the family. I don't play favorites with my daughters, and your sisters haven't had much chance to enjoy them.
Well, they've been enjoying my spouse plenty enough. One of them is going to cause permanent damage.
Oh, we will not. You're growing soft, sister.
I am not soft. Just get off. Go find something else to do.
Fine. It's no fun with you screeching in our ear anyway.
We'll just have to play with you again when Daniela isn't around. Watch your back when you're alone, servant.
Did you hear that, Mother?
Don't be so sensitive, dear. She's just being playful. And you know, I worry that she has a point about you growing soft. Are you sure you're not growing too attached to the servant?
What do you mean, too attached? You care about them, too. I know you do.
Care about them, certainly. But a servant is a servant. Your older sisters were well within their rights. The servant is durable, you know that. They were in no danger, and a little pain is good for character. Don't start trying to coddle them. No good will come of it.
I'm sorry, Mother. Servant, I didn't mean to doubt your ability. Just let me know if my sisters ever cross a line, please. Oh, that's right! I came here for a reason. You asked me to investigate the mold, Mother.
Oh, that's right. Have you found out something so soon? I was expecting you to have to send letters to some far-off places.
A couple of the villagers have access to something called the Internet. It's weird, but really useful. I didn't find much, but it's a start.
Well, don't keep me waiting. What did you discover?
There's some news coming from Louisiana in America. It claims that there was some sort of gas leak that left the area uninhabitable, but it sounds like a cover-up. The really interesting part, though, is that Ethan Winters was involved.
Of course. He seems to be unusually well prepared to deal with Mother Miranda's creations. And the way he was able to survive everything we threw at him, he must have some sort of contact with mold before. I doubt there's any left where he was. If he's demonstrated one thing, it's that he's thorough and ruthless. But that's strong evidence that mold exists elsewhere in the world. We can find more.
You're so smart, Mother. This is going to be wonderful. I felt exposed without the lichens and the like around to guard us. If we can make more cadias, we'd be ready for anything. Things will be so much better after that. We'll be able to claim the villagers as we please then. That'll make it easier to make sangrias virginis, too. Actually, how will we make it before then, Mother?
I believe we can spirit away a few young maidens at a time, especially if we extend our reach to nearby villages. Our production won't be anywhere near what it was, but we can charge more for each bottle, claiming dwindling supplies, which is true in a sense. Once we can be sure that the villagers can't revolt, though, we can get back to full production.
Ah, it will be such a relief. Well, I'm going to go do some more research. I'll see you tonight, Mother. And goodbye for now, servant. Take care.
Oh, she's such a good girl. I love all of my daughters, but Daniela is the example I wish the others would follow. You look troubled, servant. Is it about Bella and Cassandra? You don't need to worry too much about them. They did learn their lesson after you got injured the first time. Oh, well then what is it? I'll have to ask you to repeat that, servant. I don't think I heard you right. And what, pray tell, is it about Cadius that has you worried? Out of recognition for your previous excellent service, I won't have you flogged for suggesting that my vision is foolish. Cadius are absolutely necessary. I can't just hope that the villagers here never decide to storm our future castle. Catering to their whims for the rest of our lives is entirely out of the question. I think you misunderstand, servant. Ethan Winters did not attack us because of our reliance on mold. Mother Miranda stole his child, and he happened to be the one single person who could pose a threat to us. He was able to defeat us all, despite our powers. Once we are back to full strength, we'll be completely safe. Perhaps you think that living life without power isn't so bad. You were a commoner once, so I can't blame you for clinging to such a delusion. But my daughters and I were meant for better things than that. I don't want to hear another word about this. You will follow my orders and trust my judgment. You are an excellent servant. In fact, you are more important to me than all the other staff I've ever had combined. But you must always remember to obey me. As compensation, massage my feet. We really need to find more trustworthy staff. I've been on my feet running errands all day. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Come to think of it, I'm not certain I've ever asked you to give me a foot massage before. How are you so skilled at it? Ah, Daniela really has been making good use of you then. I'm quite pleased. Perhaps I was too harsh on her earlier then. I see that she's been investing in teaching you how to serve well. I'd be protective as well if a project of mine was being threatened in any way. No, don't give it another thought, servant. You're already forgiven. Oh, but don't stop yet. I can feel the tension melting away. The situation we find ourselves in is difficult. But I haven't forgotten that you are the reason we avoided the worst-case scenario. If anything, it's for that reason that I want to make sure that you don't lose your way. Now more than ever, I need my favorite servant to be at their very best, always ready and capable to serve to the best of their ability. That's how it has to be if we're to stay on top of things. All that being said, I'll keep what you said in mind. The last thing I want is for us to expose ourselves to danger simply because I wanted to live more comfortably. Rest assured, I have no intentions of losing what little we still have. Hold your head high, my favored follower. You will help bring the Dimitrescu family back into prosperity. There is no one else I would trust so implicitly to assist us. Boop. Build us a castle anew. Work hard for your mistresses. Ignore all the red flags. Especially as the blood soars high into the night sky. The glory of the Dimitrescu shall rise again.